You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. What is up, everybody? Welcome into NFL Power Rankings. I am your host, Colleen Wolf, and I'm sitting with the man that has all of the power. He's heard all of the power puns that there could possibly be at this point, so the only thing that's fresh are his rankings. Dan Hanses, what's up? We haven't done this yet, where
no.
I'm hosting and you're the analyst.
I'm uncomfortable here in the Chris Wessling podcast studio to not be what's known. I like that it's called this, the power chair. You have a direct line of sight with the producer.
It's great.
So I am. You've already got me on my heels. And it's a new era for the power rankings. Had so much fun doing it with Matt Money Smith. But now we are launching the podcast.
It's a new
era.
The
Power Rankings podcast. So if you're listening to this, yes, subscribe for sure.
Absolutely.
Tell your friends. And I have to say, Connie, I think this is my fourth year doing it for NFL.com. And the idea of knowing anything in this sport at this time of year is insane. There's no, like, I'm in charge of putting an order to these teams. I'm not telling you it's right. In fact, I'm going to tell you I'm not right, because guess what? Last year, my number 30 team in this exact time in the calendar was the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow.
And does that mean I'm an idiot? Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with the power rankings. That just shows you how crazy the NFL is, how things can change quickly. So if you're a fan of a downtrodden team, you could be the next Bengals. Like, I am excited to see. I'm excited to be wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a big moment. I would like to treat this whole show like a therapy session. We're going to talk about feelings. We're going to talk about emotions. And we're going to talk about what these teams did to you. So specifically, we will get to who the Bengals of 2022 are coming up a little bit later in the show.
I like that.
I do, though, want to start with your favorite teams here. And Dan, you're already getting a little cute off the top with the Bills number one, because that spot traditionally is for the Super Bowl winner.
Yes.
So, you know, tell me about your love for the Bills here and why you zigged when other people zag.
Did I, though? I feel like the Bills are a lot of people's Super Bowl pick this
They're
year.
They're mine. I agree.
They are mine as well. I think they will win the whole thing and get over the hump. There's your kiss of death. Sorry, Western New York. it's just to me, when I look at this roster, it just feels like it is their time. And they have obviously a loaded offense with Josh Allen out front. I loved, obviously, the Von Miller move here. And I wrote about it on NFL.com. The one thing that concerns me is their secondary to start the season. Tre'Davious White, ACL surgery. He's on the PUP list. So you're going to have a pair of rookies in Kaiir Elam and Christian Benford that on Thursday night against the Rams, you know Sean McVay and Stafford are cooking things up to try to make them look bad. So there, here's the good news. Those kids are going to get a chance to do something. Now I'm old enough where I call them.
Kids, those kids.
They're going to have a chance to do something. And when Tre'Davious White gets back, hopefully by week five against the Steelers, they might even feel better about their secondary than they did last year. So
secondary,
keep an eye on it.
It's the weakest link, no question about that. When you have two unproven options starting against the Rams.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Remember that?
I remember that. Some of our listeners might not remember that, but that's okay. This is a new chapter for us. You know, the kids these days. But the Bills, they have this deep, talented roster. They have a really good defense. Gabe Davis, like, lighting it up. But have we seen the best of Josh Allen yet? Like, is this – have we even tapped into it at this point?
I mean, I think we did, actually.
Really?
I think we did. I mean – the divisional playoff game. I don't think he'll ever be better than that in his career. And they still didn't win, but it is what it is. So we're going to see what happens with him. Now, the other side of this now, do you want to talk about the Rams? Their opponent?
I mean, the Rams, they are the second team in your ranking. So that makes sense. Defending Super Bowl champs. Let's talk about them.
Because there's a concern there, too.
Yeah. The elbow? Is that what we're concerned about?
The elbow. They don't want you to talk about the elbow.
Of course. And Dan, you know what happens when people say, don't be concerned, don't worry about it. I worry about it even more.
They being the Rams and everyone in their orbit, are telling you, don't even think about the elbow. The elbow does not exist. But let's be honest. The elbow exists. That is a elbow that gave Matthew Stafford trouble last year. He had a procedure after the season. They basically kept him in mothballs throughout the summer. But what happens if on Thursday night, Josh Allen, the aforementioned lights out Josh Allen, there's a shootout going on. Stafford's got to throw 40 BBs. Like, how does he respond to that physically? And let's face it, the Rams are cooked if that elbow gets worse.
Right.
So it's you could in the NFL, you could hide things that you don't want the public to see throughout the entire summer, especially with preseason now being what it is. But we're going to see what's really going on with Matthew Stafford physically starting on Thursday.
That's what I'm excited about, because we'll actually have a little bit of clarity. We'll have some.
They can't hide from us.
They can't hide from the Bills. But also, Matthew Stafford, this is an issue I think that's bothered him for quite some time, and he hasn't missed any game time since 2010. So this guy can play through pain. I mean, but seriously.
I mean, he had a back thing
that's right.
Cost him at the end of his Lions career, but and the beginning of his career, he was banged up a lot, but he went through a long stretch where he never missed games, and he was durable last year and played through it and was awesome in the playoffs, obviously, in the Super Bowl. So,
Dan, you know. I feel like, though, the Rams, even though they're number two in the rankings, somehow they're
still...
This is
nice. This is just you and me chopping it up.
Yeah.
Are you
on board
rankings.
Right now?
I'm
like, I feel
there.
Like there was a little bit of skepticism on your part.
Skepticism
but, you know,
isn't
here
the
we
word,
are.
But we're
maiden
we're
voyage.
Finding it. We're getting there.
We've proven.
We're doing this every week.
Every week.
You are contractually obligated to be here with me every week through the Super Bowl.
We're going to hate each other by, I don't know, next week. But I feel like the Rams are somehow still underrated, even though they're number two in the power rankings. Like, they are just coming off the Super Bowl. They have the Triple Crown winner wide receiver. They brought in all of these new people for the offense and the defense. Allen Robinson, Bobby Wagner. Like, they have Sean McVay still cooking different things up. This is a team that maybe doesn't get enough respect as past Super Bowl winners.
Yeah, and I will say a high-ranking Rams official reached out to me during the playoffs last year to basically call me a jerk for not having them higher up in the playoff power rankings.
People care.
People notice these things, and if that same high-ranking Rams official hates that they're not number one, I get it. Because they're the defending Super Bowl champions, and they have a loaded roster, and you can make a strong case for them doing it again. I just think the Bills are the best team in football entering the year. Things
Fair.
Can change,
Fair.
As we said at the top.
I am interested to see what will be more impactful, losing Von Miller or gaining Bobby Wagner. Mm. So maybe we'll get a little tease with that on Thursday
nice
for kickoff.
Nice little bow there. I like
yeah,
that.
I know. How about that? Just hosting. That's all.
In the power chair.
Let's move to...
And you're holding it over me.
Top five. All right. I got some questions here. Right smack in the middle of your top five. The third best team in the NFL is also in the NFC West. And
I'm gonna.
It's the Niners, not the Bucks, not the Bengals, not the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got so the Bucks and Bengals 4-5.
What's going on here?
You know, this, I don't look at my mentions.
Never?
Well, especially on the first 2 days when the power rankings are out.
That's good for your mental health. I like that.
Noel Gallagher once said of Oasis, Twitter is the playground of idiots. Mm-hmm. So I need to stay away from there a little bit. But at the same time, I already know a lot of people are like, how do you put the Niners at number three? There are safer power ranking choices. And I saw one from another major pub. I check in on the competition.
Wow.
These are the power rankings.
You know,
by
people
way.
Are going to find
but
you still. They're going to have like notes on your dashboard, like on your car in the parking lot at the grocery store. They will find you.
It could, a brick goes through the window. but I saw in one major publication, they had the Niners, I think at 9 or 10. And I was like, I don't get that. The Trey Lance thing, if Jimmy G wasn't in the building, maybe I would feel less comfortable. But I think Jimmy G somehow still being a Niner is the safety net that this team needed. And I don't know what happens with Trey Lance this year. He's a complete unknown. And I don't know where he's at from a mental standpoint. Can he handle the fact that he's got Garoppolo in the building? And those guys love Garoppolo.
They love
the Niners. He's a, quote, winner, and he's a great dude and all that. So that's a lot of pressure on Lance. But imagine if Lance does ball out with Kyle Shanahan, with Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and Kyle Shanahan calling the plays. The defense is what people sleep on last year. That was a top 10 defense, according to DVOA on Football Outsiders, and they did it without causing a lot of turnovers. So imagine if they have some regression and get the ball more, and on top of it, Trey Lance balls out. That's the recipe. I'm not playing around here. 13-4 type recipe.
I love how much you love them. Like this team, they were one game away from going to the Super Bowl
they
last year.
They kind of gagged in the fourth quarter. They had it.
Right. And
they had the Rams
with
beat.
Jimmy G. Like they had
Jimmy G with a bad shoulder
exactly.
who couldn't throw.
Kyle Shanahan, he loves a run game. He loves a good defense. They have all this stuff. They have a deep, talented roster. I mean, you just have to take the training wheels off your young, inexperienced quarterback. But I think that the Niners probably have the highest ceiling in the NFC.
There you go, Kai.
Right?
So are you on board? Well, of
all
course
of a sudden,
I do.
I'm talking myself into it.
Well, the highest ceiling, I guess if I have the Rams ahead this week, I guess I have the Rams as the highest ceiling.
But this isn't like ceiling rankings.
This is not the ceiling rankings, but it kind of is.
Maybe.
It's a worse name for power rankings, or maybe better. Maybe it's time someone else has a different name other than power rankings. It's not the most brilliant name.
But you trust that this team has a better shot than, what, 29 other teams to win the Super Bowl?
I think they do have absolutely that type of ceiling, yes. And even if Trey Lance falls off, as long as Jimmy G's shoulder is healthy, and face it, unless Lance gets hurt early on, and we hope that doesn't happen, Jimmy G is going to have time to get right physically and get reps in. And if he is called upon, yeah, then you have the same quarterback that almost got to the Super Bowl last year, but now hopefully has a healthy shoulder. I think they're in good position here. Trey Lance, I don't know if he's in a great position. He's probably a little bit nervous.
A little bit. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan, though.
He won't
though,
say it, though.
He said Trey actually likes having Jimmy in the building.
Oh, of course
totally,
he does. He loves it.
Right?
He loves having a guy in the building that wants his job and has proven in the past that he can handle it.
Like, I would love it if my husband was like, actually, my ex is going to stay for a while at the house, as it turns out.
So, exactly.
I don't think so.
Has that ever happened?
No. In full disclosure, John does not have an ex-girlfriend that's like casually living with us.
Good, strange situation for sure. All right.
Okay, let's move to outside of the top five. And
I want to get back to that as a possibility.
Maybe after the show.
Okay.
It's a different type of rankings. Let's move to the Packers, not in your top five. And, you know, I'm not mad about this because the Bucks and the Bengals are ahead of them.
Yeah.
Rodgers said that he's enjoying football now after doing ayahuasca.
Yeah.
But listen, the games, they haven't started yet. They haven't counted yet, at least. So do you expect the Packers to stay at this level and continue to be a team that will eventually be in the playoff mix and eventually lose to the Niners in January?
Well, that's the thing. And around the NFL podcast, I had the Packers on Tugboat Timeout this summer.
Tugboat Timeout.
I just didn't want to talk about them because they annoyed me. Just, you know, Packers fans, I can't imagine how you guys felt about it because after going through all they went through the last year, you get Aaron Rodgers delivers a second MVP award in a row, and then you let the Niners come into your house and block a punt for a touchdown and make your offense look stiff. And it was unbelievable what happened in the playoffs. So, yeah, there's part of me now where I'm struggling at least in September to shake that the Packers, are they ever going to get over the hump? Mm-hmm. That said, it's all there again. I mean, you still have Rodgers there. Well, I shouldn't say it's all there because Devontae Adams isn't there.
It's a big piece that's not there.
But Rodgers is there, and it's a great defense. And Matt LaFleur has done nothing but win at a high level since he got into this job. So I still think they're by far the best team in the NFC North, but I don't trust them in January. How could you?
So my counter argument to this is that they lost Nathaniel Hackett. They lost their quarterbacks coach, Luke Getsy. So, and they lost, obviously, their top wide receiver, Devontae Adams. So you have a lot of change there at the top. How are they going to make up for that production? Like, are we going to see more from the backfield? Are we going to see A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones catching passes more? Like, who is stepping up? Because in the preseason, Aaron Rodgers was crushing his wide receivers for drops, for running the wrong routes. And now all of a sudden, it's like he's crushing on a guy like Christian Watson.
Right. And because he knows he needs Romeo or Christian Watson to make a year one impact here. And because the other, Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb.
I mean, Amari Rodgers, they might use as a running back. Like, they're resorting to some maybe weird things.
Did you lay out there that the quarterback's coach leaving could make a difference?
You know,
do you think Aaron Rodgers listens to any quarterback's
anyone,
coach?
Anybody at all?
Maybe he was listening to Hackett.
Well, then why have a staff?
I don't know. I mean, I set up in Power Rankings on NFL.com. I set it up with questions for each team this week. And mine was, can Aaron Rodgers make it all work? I kind of think he can. I think he'll figure out a way, and he will develop one of these young wide receivers because he has to. And if he doesn't, yeah, they're going to come back to the pack.
That's true.
Come back to the pack.
Hey! Packers. I think, though, that the Packers' defense will actually be maybe talked about a little bit more than the offense to start the season because I think that they're going to surprise a lot of people. They have, like, 7 first-round picks on that defense with Zaire Alexander coming back healthy. I mean, this could be really good. I can't wait to see them play the Vikings.
Yeah, if they don't find a way to get another ring,
they got
to
do it
before Rodgers walks away and does ayahuasca for the rest of eternity while sitting on a surfboard in an island that we've never heard of.
Part of that sounds great.
Think about what Packers fans, how you're going to feel 20 years from now, that you weren't able to get over the hump. It's like that weird thing. Sometimes Packers fans will, because I wrote this thing called,
I kind of feel like that right now.
Yeah, like I did this thing, pain rankings years ago, where I ranked the fan bases who have suffered the most. And every once in a while, Packers fans would get in my mentions, be like, what about us? And I'd be like, sit down.
Yeah.
I know you're talking to a Jets fan. But then I understand what they're saying because to get to the precipice so many times and get smacked down, that's a different type of fan frustration.
Now is the time for them. This is their window.
They
need to stop losing to the Niners. I mean, that's, you know, first things first. But I do want to move on to the Chiefs because the team that hosted the last 4 AFC Championship games, they've won the division 6 straight times. They have been the powerhouse. They have been held up as the example in now what has improved to be the best division in football. But how did you land with KC being 4 spots behind San Francisco? You hate the Chiefs.
I wouldn't say I hate them, but I think the division has closed the gap. Mm-hmm. And it's similar to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers no longer has Devontae Adams. Patrick Mahomes no longer has Tyreek Hill. So it's like those are both Hall of Famers leaving their teams. But I think both those teams believe they could overcome such a loss because the quarterbacks are that special. Like these are guys are potentially, when they're done, will be seen in that top 10, top 5 ever quarterback. So I think it's about putting faith in Mahomes, finding new ways to move the ball, and not just Mahomes, but Andy Reid, because you watched the AFC title game against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That was outrageous what happened in the second half of that game.
It was so unlike them.
And what it made me think was maybe now with Hill gone, this forces – Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and the rest of that staff to kind of rethink things a little bit. Maybe it's time to mix things up. And with Hill being out of the picture, that just like you makes you do it.
Well, I think
maybe it works out for him.
Andy Reid would absolutely get his flowers if everything ends up being copacetic there. Like, he's known Andy Reid for evolving and changing the offense and tailoring it to the players that are there. And then you have like Steve Spagnuolo. Spags' defense always comes on late in the year too. So those two things I think need to start a little bit earlier, and they need to make sure that they have everything rolling to start.
Because it wasn't just the AFC championship game meltdown in the second half.
Right.
As great as they were the week before against the Bills in that incredible game, there were long stretches in the regular season where the offense was stagnant and the defense was carrying Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So, yeah, it's time for a refresh with that offense. Let's see if we get it.
Yeah, I do. I want to know how much realistic regression is expected. But this offense is still going to put up points no matter what. I think that Juju Smith-Schuster, he could fit in nicely.
I like him, yeah.
And, you know, we'll see if Reed can adapt. But, I mean, otherwise they'll just be eaten alive in the division. So that's bleak.
Do you see that happening, though?
I don't. Like
the Chiefs getting beaten up, and I can't see it.
I don't, not at all. I mean, this is Patrick Mahomes is too good, and it's almost like what we talked about with Aaron Rodgers making everyone better around him. I think that Patrick Mahomes has that same type of talent. And look, this division, it's a gauntlet, and that's why it's our power moves.
What
all
is that?
Four AFC West teams are in the top 11, and they're also close.
Right.
This is wild.
See, this shows that I'm a man of principle and integrity, because it would have been cool, right, to have all four in the top 10, one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I could not have the Raiders in that spot. So
why?
They're at 11. I don't know. There was just, listen, you don't need to know.
Yes, I do. That's the point of this show.
You don't need to know the secret of the sauce, how it works. Do I have a machine like Cynthia Freeland in my boudoir? No.
That'd be awesome, though.
But whatever I have, that stays with me. That's the secret sauce.
Okay. All right. Well, for me, when
so
I look at this division, geez, I guess I'm just going to do the show with myself. I talk myself in and out of these teams, sometimes multiple times a day, thinking, okay, yeah, like, you know, maybe the Raiders are a little bit better. Like, oh, I love the Chargers, but they always charger it up. Like, I have a couple questions here. Like,
yeah,
how difficult was this tier to finally make official? How much anguish did you experience? I want to know the agony level. And then did you dock the Chargers a spot just for being the Chargers?
Kind of, I guess. Yeah, because I do think talent-wise, and I think Justin Herbert, he's my pick to win MVP this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I feel that way, I like their roster the best, and I like their quarterback to win MVP. They should be ahead of all these teams, but I guess there is a bit of a Bolts tax.
Yeah,
I have here, but still not enough. If you're a top 10 team right now, I think any of those teams, if they won the Super Bowl, would not be a surprise. So that's where I'm at. So yeah, I have. It's all very tight. I don't think one team is far ahead of any teams. Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, and Raiders. I think it's all pretty tight. I don't know. What would be your ranking 1-4 for this division?
So I was looking at the Chargers and I was thinking about putting them ahead of the Broncos just because I know what Justin Herbert can do in this offense with the pieces that are there, and Brandon Staley. I know what he's going to bring. He's always going to go for it on fourth down. He's going to be crazy like that. But there are a lot of knowns, and with the Broncos, it's not like Russell Wilson is an unknown commodity here, but you have Nathaniel Hackett, a new head coach, a new quarterback on a new team.
Mm-hmm.
I just think maybe there would be a little bit of a learning curve. I don't know. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
Call.
But for me, it's just like a consistency standpoint. I would put the Chargers ahead.
You definitely.
I overthought
getting
this
in,
too.
No, you're getting into my mind a little bit with the Broncos, where maybe I'm giving them too much credit right now for a team that hasn't played it down yet. And so sticking him at number 8, mostly because Russell Wilson is a huge upgrade
right
over Drew Lock or whatever else. Well, that's why I'm okay, and I'm fine where I have him. But at the same time, yeah, if it takes a while to get this thing on the road, or if the Russell Wilson that we see with the Broncos is similar to the guy that was a little up and down in his final years with Seattle, they are going to be one of the bigger disappointments in football.
A lot's going to happen. This is going to be the most exciting division to follow all season long. And it starts this week.
What about the AFC South?
Week one. AFC South. Yeah, right there. Right up there as well. we're going to take a quick timeout here, but a ton on the way, including the Cowboys. Where are they and why? We'll ponder more of life's biggest questions on the other side.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Well, Dan, I have a little bit of a problem, and it's called the Indianapolis Colts. I love them. You have them at number 12, and your rankings, you have the Colts at 12, the Saints at 13. We're going to get to them in a second, actually, okay. But let's unpack the Colts a little bit here.
Yeah, are you mad at me about the Colts? Because we were on the SI Weekly podcast with your husband, Gonzo, and you just started throwing bouquets at the feet of the Colts. Why do you like them so
much? I love them.
I don't hate them, but you love them.
Okay. So they have the reigning rushing champion, Jonathan Taylor. He is insanely good. He kept that team moving all year long.
Hard agree.
They have a viable number one wide receiver in Michael Pittman Jr.
I'm into that.
He flashed last year. They have a former MVP quarterback. I know that was very former. It was a long time ago.
Quite former,
but
yes.
You put him in front of this offense or behind this offensive line with this running game.
He'll never be in front of the offensive line.
God, that would be terrible if he was. But two things that these might be the best of his entire career in terms of running game and O-line. I mean, they brought in Yannick Ngakoue. Nobody even really talks about that. I feel like that was an under-the-radar move. And then Gus Bradley, a little reunion between the two of them. They have good leadership. They have a great coaching staff. I just think that they have all of the pieces there to make it go.
Okay, so the Matt Ryan thing's a bit of a projection. It has been, I think, part of it's all connected because Carson Wentz is such a, I was going to say polarizing, but it's not really polarizing. He's almost like a toxic figure. So, yeah. And when teams, I don't mean that as a man, but as a quarterback, that when a team gets.
I don't think anyone thought that you thought
well,
that.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, the Carson Wentz hate in football terms extends pretty into true. Deep reaches of our game at this point. But when he leaves the scene, it's like whoever comes in, same thing with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, like whoever comes in, all of a sudden it's like, this guy's amazing.
It's true.
And the Matt Ryan that I saw last year with the Falcons, and I understand he did not have an offensive line. There weren't a lot of weapons for him either. But he also did look older. And I don't know, as long as they protect and their offensive line stays healthy, I think he could be a good, like, late period Philip Rivers type quarterback, but I'm not ready to say he's going to be a big star. The bigger concern though for me is Shaq Leonard, not Darius. Mm. Shaquille Leonard, mm-hmm. who is coming off back surgery and he is avoiding the pup list, but we don't know when we're going to see him. And it was a little annoying, the general manager Chris Ballard that was asked about it this week about when he could return, and he said might be week one, might be week six.
Hate that.
Thanks, bro.
Wow.
Thanks, okay. bro.
That's not the clarity that we were looking for.
I don't
for.
Like back surgeries either.
No. Anytime you're opening up the back, it's never good. So
we're doctors. So
I know. Listen, let me tell you about my medical degree.
Don't want to open up those backs.
But yeah, something definitely to track with Shaq Leonard. But also Bobby Okereke is not Okereke. It is pronounced Bobby Okereke. So one of the other things that I learned from Indianapolis, everyone make sure you don't mess that up this year.
The fun facts of Colleen are like,
they just keep
right
on
now.
Coming. You know, Reggie Wayne is now the wide receiver coach. I know. I'm a Colts cheerleader now. I don't know if you know that.
The Pittman call I like.
I'm wearing their colors.
Yeah, you are. The Pittman call I like. Is he a wide receiver one? He's not right now, but he definitely has that potential.
They do love their rookie wide receiver too, Alec Pierce out of Cincinnati. He's
right,
fast.
Colleen,
he's got
enough.
Great hands. Should I move on?
Yeah,
let's go.
Okay. We
are going to go to the spot that it's very weird. I don't know if this spot in the rankings is like a serial killer or just like your really quiet neighbor that keeps to themselves. But number 13 in the rankings, it's the Saints.
Okay. I don't think the Saints are serial killers.
They could
but
be.
I don't know who they are. And this is a part of a greater theme since I started doing power rankings. The number 13 team, it is the twilight zone of the power rankings. It is purgatory. It is the great unknown.
Wow.
Imagine yourself in outer space and you're just floating and you see the Eagles MC Square go past you and then like a spinning dog or something and then a
pizza.
Flying saucer,
yep.
pizza. That's where we are with the number 13 spot. When I don't know what to do with the team, when I don't know if they are a potential Super Bowl contender or like a team that should be buried in the 20s, mm-hmm. like it, I'm just confused. I stick them at 13 and don't think about it anymore.
It
and
still
that's
seems
the Saints
relatively
to me.
High, though.
Because they have a really high ceiling, the Saints. And
ooh.
Their defense is excellent. It's a loaded defense that is going to make plays and keep them in games. But can the offense be trusted? Can Jameis Winston be trusted? Can Michael Thomas be trusted to be Michael Thomas again? Can Alvin Kamara average better than 3.7 yards per carry?
Uh-huh.
Is Chris Olave the guy that everyone says he is this summer when the games count? Is the offensive line okay with Teron Armstead now blocking for Tua?
Oh, my God.
These
there's
are
so
all
many
big questions.
Questions.
And that's why it's a mysterious number 13 for the Saints.
This, I just can't figure out the Saints either.
Like, there you go.
I don't want to agree with you
about
on this
music,
but I do. Yeah.
Does this do it for you? Does it get you in that field?
I love it.
Did
yeah.
you see the E equals MC squared flip by?
So I tried to block it out. That wasn't my bag in school at all. But
oh, it's a severed doll's head.
they are serial killers, as it turns out, the Saints. Yeah. So we'll find out.
It's going to be fun to watch them because it really, they are the team. I would say maybe Pittsburgh in the AFC, the highest ceiling, lowest floor.
Okay. And Dennis Allen, how is he going to replace Sean Payton?
That's another one. Thank you. I didn't even bring up that literally Sean Payton's not there anymore. And everyone's been like, oh, I'll be fine. Jameis is still going to sling it. Sean Payton was the face of that offense with Drew Brees, and now they're both gone.
You know who wishes they had Sean Payton? The Cowboys. Ooh, they've been taking L's before the season even starts here at number 15. Maybe they should be even lower in the rankings. I don't know. They have three new starters on the offensive line.
Am I supposed to pretend that Steve Mariucci doesn't have his face pressed against the glass, pounding and staring at us right now in the Chris Wesley podcast studio?
we
need a Mooch cam.
That would be great. We do.
Anyway, go on.
So the
Cowboys. Was I supposed to see you take me out of the power chair? I can't stay
focused.
Yeah,
my goodness. I like this. I like this, Dan. And you know what? You're right. This chair is magical. It has special characteristics to it. I don't know what it is. But
Mooch is like the number 13 analyst here. You can't figure him out. You know what I mean?
He's not a serial killer.
No, probably not.
He's your nice neighbor.
Nice dude.
So the Cowboys, 15, got a lot of issues right now. Down two of their top three wide receivers from last season. They don't have Amari Cooper. Michael Gallup's not going to play to start the season here. I'm not feeding into the never-ending Cowboys hype train. I'm not sure you are either.
No, and I know you don't like the way this is setting up right now. You like what Howie Roseman has built in Philadelphia.
Well,
but you don't like that the Cowboys, who I think won like 12 games last year, are not even being discussed by the football cognoscente.
They're not.
As a team that could defend their division title. Everyone's just on the Eagles bandwagon. And I think with the power rankings, with I have Philly 14, I have the Cowboys 15, because I do think it's a coin flip. I have the Eagles because I think they have a little more upside, and I think the questions for Dallas, especially on their offensive line. I'm sorry, Jason Peters has been a great pro, but he's, like, I think older than me. So that's a problem in our league. So it becomes a situation where I don't know if the offense is going to score enough points. I know the defense led
them. They were number one last year,
Parsons
the offensive
and Diggs,
points per game.
Yeah, but it just feels a lot different right now. The Cooper trade, if they could take it back, I think they would. I don't know if maybe behind the scenes he had worn out his welcome, but it's going to be a lot of pressure on CeeDee Lamb to have that year we kind of expected last year.
Yeah, and to be that number one wide receiver. That's a totally different
role. He needs to
be
a superstar this year, I think, for this offense to go where it needs to go. And he certainly has that potential, and he has the quarterback. But we cannot sleep on the weakened state of this offensive line and how that could affect everything.
Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Cowboys, he's slimmed down. How much did that factor into the ranking?
Well, you know, I'm Mike McCarthy. He's zaddy to me.
I know.
He's full zaddy mode. He's also under a remarkable amount of pressure. Like, he's the head coach that, you know, he sits up high in the hot butt rankings enter the season. And you know Sean Payton, the aforementioned Sean Payton, he wants that job.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton knows, and he's not going to say it, but Sean Payton knows, like, oh, as long as if they don't win a playoff game, I'm going to be the coach of the Cowboys. This is just my conjecture, but it's true. That's what's going to happen. Cowboys need to get back to the playoffs and win a game, or I don't know if Mike McCarthy's back.
Well, we're going to be tracking Zaddy all season long, and we'll see how
it reflects in your rankings. By the way, getting into Zaddy physical conditioning is something that you see coaches do in the summer. Keeping the Zaddy figure during the long season.
Check back in December.
I hope he does.
Yeah, we're rooting for you, Mike McCarthy.
You look good.
Let's move to the second half
of
your rankings. We're talking about the Titans
now. The Zaddy power rankings.
At 17, our producer, Drew Christensen, said they're the most boring team, most boring good team in the NFL, and they don't even crack the top half.
Yeah, and Titans fans and I have a long, sordid history. They don't like me very much. But the Harold Landry loss, he tore his ACL in practice last week. That's such a crushing loss.
Yeah.
He's such a great, great player and a great pass rusher, and he kind of makes things go there with Jeffrey Simmons. So that's going to be a tough thing to make up for. And, of course, their best wide receiver now, A.J. Brown, plays for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So that feels problematic. But it might be unprecedented in power rankings history because for a number one seed in the AFC or in either conference to be this far down in the power rankings to start the season, but they just seem like a team that's going to, it's going to, getting to about 10 wins, I think, is going to be a real fight this year I think your Colts are the favorite.
Your mentions are going to be ablaze for way longer than 2 days with the Titans.
Well, I'll check in by 17. Maybe Friday.
I've been in the crosshairs of the Titans before and their fans. It's not a place that I would like to be back in. They had a disastrous end to the season, though. And when you think about the ending for the Colts and the Titans, it was bleak times for both of them to end 2021. And I don't love that they got rid of A.J. Brown. I love it for me personally, mm-hmm. since he's playing for
it's
the
all
Eagles.
All about Connie.
But this, I expect a step back.
That's why we're all going to be wrong, though. We're going to be wrong. Watch what happens, because now I'm going to say the other side of the coin, because I think that's fair. Mike Vrabel has done a really good job there. Ryan Tannehill, people are down on him right now, obviously, because that playoff loss was not a good performance in the Bengals game. But Derrick Henry's healthy.
Three interceptions in that one.
Yeah, including the first and last passes of the game. It was just and one in the end zone. That was huge. But Derrick Henry's back. This is a team that finds a way. It's a weak division. And I just think that if they are in contention in December, you can't be surprised. If they win the division again, you can't be surprised, because I think they still have pieces in the building and they have a good coaching staff and they're the right place. I do like Robert Woods too. I think he's going to be now he doesn't have the upside of AJ Brown, but he is like a great locker room guy and a really productive player. And I can see him and Tannehill having a good vibe.
I'm excited to see the Titans and the Colts this year.
Like, always
these
fun.
Two teams, and they
always
hate
fun.
Each other too. So that's an added level of pettiness that I also love.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't me.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Okay. Okay, we have the best of the rest, and it's a little bit quicker here. We're going to do more rapid fire. I'm just going to tee you up on these, and then you can
Why don't we go back and forth?
Maybe. Okay. You want to do that?
You don't want to do that?
I could do that. Let's
Should
do
we?
It.
Okay.
Let's try it out. We'll see how it goes. We can always not do it next week.
All right.
So
oh, yeah,
Dolphins.
We're going to do this every week. That's
I guess
fun.
Until it's canceled. The Dolphins at 19, only one spot up from the last power rankings of 2021.
I need to be sold on Tua, and I know that's kind of a boring thing to say because a lot of people are saying it, but I do. I mean, I've watched every one of his starts, and I know there have been good things about it, and I know they brought help in there, obviously, with Tyreek and Armstead at left tackle, but I just need to see it. I get this feeling that Teddy Bridgewater is going to play games this year, not to do with injury.
I don't like that. Okay.
So that's why I'm not buying on the Dolphins yet. But I'm showing some respect. There's top 20.
Okay, that's fair.
How about the Panthers? I have them at 23. Too high, too low? What do you think?
I am not sold on the Panthers.
You think I have them too high?
I think they're too high. I don't like the Baker Mayfield signing. I mean, I guess he's better than Sam Darnold, but I don't know how much he's going to give to this offense. Like, I want to see what Christian McCaffrey looks like and if he can stay healthy for an entire season.
Yeah.
Matt Rule, I mean, we talk about pressure with Mike McCarthy. This guy's under the most pressure in the entire NFL.
Hottest butt, yep.
They have 10 wins through two seasons. Like it just seems to not be getting better at all. I just have so many questions about the offensive line. How do you respond to the losses of Hassan Reddick and Stephon Gilmore? Like, the list goes on and on and on. So for me, I would even rank them lower. Okay, but maybe
it
not
doesn't
lower.
Matter that Christian McCaffrey's back.
I need to see how long he's going to be back for.
Yeah, that's fair.
The trust, my trust, you have to earn it. And
Connie,
it's just, you know, every year.
That's fair.
Come on. But I wouldn't rank them lower than the Seahawks. The Seahawks.
I got them at 24.
24. You know Russell Wilson is gone, right?
I do. At the 24 is not a good place.
It's not.
We're now in the bottom.
Put them at 33.
Fourth quadrant. Yeah, like I guess there's a little bit of me saying in most cases in the Pete Carroll era, they've gotten, they've either been in the playoffs or they've been in contention. I think it was a mistake, obviously, to trade Russell Wilson. I think it was a mistake to go into the season with Geno Smith and Drew Lock. But I think their running game is going to be a focal point. I think Pete Carroll's loving that. And if Geno does find some success and get some confidence, he has DK Metcalf, obviously, and Tyler Lockett, and those are two really good wide receivers. So throw in the clink or whatever it's called now, and the home field advantage comes with that. I think they could still win 7-8 games.
Yeah, I'm curious to see Kenneth Walker, their rookie running back, how he is. They have a lot of Pete
Rashad Penny was awesome at the end of last season.
I know.
Again, though, like with McCaffrey, he's always hurt. So there's a window where this ends with them being competitive, but probably not. One more. How about this?
Bleak. Okay. We're doing another one?
No, we're done.
I think so. I think we just go right to power failure at this point. Because
what's power failure?
Well, let's take a look. We're learning all sorts of new things. It is week one. Power failure are the last teams, the last tier. Is this a full? So numbers 25 to 32. Do you have this as like a tier in your mind, or is it
quadrants.
Do you break this up? Yeah, is this the final quadrant?
This is the final quadrant.
Okay, it's a quadrant you don't want to be in.
Tough sitch.
But the Bengals, look, last year they were in this quadrant.
Right.
They were at 30. And
stop it. Don't.
Ooh, listen, if we could go back. There's receipts. That's the beauty of these power rankings. So this time a year ago, everybody was sleeping for the most part on the Bengals. And then they shocked the world. So who is going to be the Bengals this year?
I'm going to say, and the Bengals, that's once in a decade type stuff, going to the Super Bowl and almost winning the thing. So
I
don't think there's going to be a Bengals per se, but I think there is a team here that in my mind clearly will be seen as, oh, wow, they took a big jump. And I'd love to say it was my Jets. And I think they could make a jump if they get decent quarterback play, but I'm just not convinced of that yet. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, the guy picked before Zach Wilson in 2021, the number one overall pick was Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence walked into a nightmare situation with Urban Meyer, and we know that whole story. You don't need to go down that road. But now you spin forward. Doug Peterson's a pro. He's got a ring. He's a guy that people respect, unlike Urban Meyer in the NFL. They pumped a lot of money into the roster to build it up. They got Trayvon Walker with the number one overall pick to juice the pass rush. And I think the idea of Trevor Lawrence taking a big step up in that division, the AFC South, which I think is arguably the weakest division, maybe the NFC East is in that conversation. You factor those two things together with an improved roster. I think this could be a team that's hanging around in the wild card hunt, potentially, and maybe even the division. This would be my team. Am I crazy?
Cue the Colleen bot. Wow, Dan, really great point.
Thank you.
The Jags, unbelievable. I feel like we talk about teams that can jump from worst to first, and not that this is going to be a worst to first scenario, but teams that can turn around very quick. And it's sort of in the same vein as the Ravens with all of the injuries that they had last year, and just being healthy is going to mean so much to them. And for the Jags, you bring in Doug Peterson. I mean, like Travis Etienne, getting him back healthy. I think a lot of people forgot about him.
That's
he's going to make
too,
a
yeah.
huge impact.
Well, do you see anybody else in this bottom quadrant that you can make a case for? I know some people like on around the NFL or higher on the Houston Texans as an example.
The Texans maybe, but beyond that.
The Lions, how about our Hard Knocks team? The Hard Knocks, by the way, the finale of the Hard Knocks podcast with me and Connie Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Up on Tuesday. So check that out.
We have a big Tuesday. We have this show. We have around the NFL. We have Hard Knocks, the finale. So
we got it all, kid.
Got it locked down. Yeah, I would say maybe the Texans, but I like the Jags better than the Texans.
Right. So we're both with the Jags as that team.
And potentially the Lions, too, just because of the Hard Knocks angle, that whole thing. I'm drinking all the Kool-Aid there. So
isn't that the fun thing, though?
It is.
The bottomless Kool-Aid this time of year.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
It's I like it almost as much as I like Fight the Power. Fight the Power. We got all of the tweets coming through. Because, Dan, since you're not going to look at your mentions, we will do it for you.
Oh, that seems almost like a bullying maneuver.
It's a service.
I'll see what HR has to say about this segment.
Because in this therapy session, we will go through some things that might be triggering. And we're gonna talk through them.
And so, trigger me, yes.
Let's get Jonathan up here. He's definitely not a bot, I promise.
What does he say?
Okay, now do this for real. Like, that was cool, fun exercise. But how about the real rankings?
Idiot. Next.
Oh! Didn't like that, Jonathan. Okay, we got another one here. Don't worry. We got the Bears at 32 is one thing I'm not even going to discuss here. But the Niners as third. What the hell, Zeus?
All right, Raheel. That's okay. I understand that. Like we said at the top of the show, the Niners may be more of a projection than maybe I usually do with this type of exercise. But I just like the roster, and I trust Kyle Shanahan and his ability to bring out Trey Lance.
I've been doing a lot of deep dives on the Niners, and they are moving up my rankings like more and more every single day. So
good.
This is.
And by the way, the first guy called an idiot. The second guy, all right. If you come at me with actual critiques that aren't just personal attacks, I will not return it.
Okay, that's fine. How about this one? What do we feel about this? Bobby Football. What a joke.
Hey, Bobby Football.
Bias says all hell, and I get people love to assume the worst with Carson Wentz, but to say Washington has 29 teams better than them in this league is gross.
All right.
It's gross, Dan. It's disgusting.
I don't know where Bobby Football has the Washington Commanders, who I know are getting ready to take
command.
But they just seem like a team, especially with Chase Young on the shelf, and I'm like many other people, I'm not sold on Wentz. I will say in the positive with Washington, their skill players around Wentz are a little better than I think people realize. So they have a chance to score points, but I don't know. I just can't get into
it's
Washington
fair.
Right now.
It's fair. And
I feel for Bobby Football and Washington fans because it's been a pretty rough road the last 20 years or so. Maybe they
hasn't
make
been
a
easy. They got to repave that. One more, okay? Here we go. We got Brandt. The new old blue eyes strikes again. For the truth, go to the Zeus.
That's what we need every week.
He's an OG.
Brandt, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. It is not the power rankings, Connie. The thing that I've learned in doing this, you can't take yourself too seriously.
No.
You do the work. You watch the games. You try to do your best with the analysis. But ultimately, it's a total guess.
I know.
Guess what? I don't have a machine in my boudoir. I'm just going off my feelings. It's a gut feeling on these teams, and it's going to be change a lot even by the end of this month, and I can't wait.
Dan, really good work today. We've done
good work today.
We've gone through a lot of stuff, and
B-.
This is the perfect. I would say I would give it a solid B.
Solid B.
You know, solid B. This was our first time doing the show, but don't worry because we think that we will be back next week for another edition.
Should we tell the people that obviously, like and subscribe, but you can watch it anywhere.
You can listen and you can watch. That's the beauty of it because it's also a digital show. So if you want to see our mugs, check it out online. Until next time, everybody, we'll see you for next week. Power Rankings
later.
Week 2. NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.